Hello, my little sweet potato. Rise and shine. Yes, my dearest. You should look a little scared. I'm very, very angry with you. That's why you're down here in this basement with me all alone and all tied up in these beautiful, lovely rope bindings. Why? Why did I bring you down here? Oh, please don't play tricks with me. Have you taken me for a joke? My. You know I love jokes. But to be taken for a joke. Disc, disc. No, baby. The joke's on you right now. Well, if I really have to spell it out for you, I've made your little friend from last night disappear. Ah, yes. There it is. There's the recognition. Yes, Muffin. You were out playing tonsil hockey with the fair maiden from the club last night. Did you think I wouldn't see? I see everything. All you had to do was look behind you and I'd be there. Or maybe. Just maybe. That was your plan all along. Don't worry. I took extra special care of the maiden. We played our own little game of Simon Says. Yes, sunshine. She's never, ever coming back. But it can't be helped. If she doesn't know how to listen to commands. But really, she didn't have the will to win anyway. Games and surprises. It's really all too easy to win. But if her heart wasn't in it, well. Her heart is surely in it now. But now it's too late. Yes. Too late. God knows I tried to be kind. But she lost our little game, and I'm a woman of my word. Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face. Kill you. Oh, sugar lips. Please be fair. You act like I'm the one who started this whole mess, when really it was you. Let's see. No. I couldn't kill you. I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? But you know that already, don't you, pumpkin? How could I live without my little snookums? But we will have some fun together. Allow me to introduce you to Mr. Knifey. Now Mr. Knifey would like to get just a little bit closer. Just for a tiny little wolf bite. Oh, Muffin, the game hasn't even begun. Remember to smile, and you need to try your best, because winning is so much fun. And if you don't try your best, Mr. Knifey gets his wish. Okay, here's the game. You see, I will ask you some questions, 5 questions. But if you answer wrong, well, you get a punishment. I can see that you want to play. Now, now. Are you ready to begin, sunshine? Here we go. First question. Would you kiss a total stranger? Wrong answer. Pumpkin, we both know you would. You did last night. But the correct answer is, I would never kiss a stranger ever again. And you know what happens when you get a wrong answer? Yes, that's right. Ooh, this is so much fun. Aren't you having fun, Muffin? Second question. What is the best kiss you've ever had? Oh, Pumpkin, you're so sweet. That one night was so fun. And you know arson turns me on so much. But Rongo, the correct answer is the one we're going to have now. Now, now, now. I can see you're standing at attention. But the game isn't over just yet, now is it? These next questions are very, very important. Oh, and I almost forgot your punishment from getting the last question wrong. You're so sneaky. That's a good boy. You take your punishment so well. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Question number three. Do you think about me when we're not together? Yes. Well, you didn't think that one through, did you? You should have phoned a friend, Muffin. The correct answer is da 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 da. We're never going to be apart ever again. Ah, yes. Did that hurt, Snookums? I hope so. But it looks like you enjoy it. Don't you? Question number four. What is your opinion on love bites? Oh, baby, you finally got one right. Love bites aren't the question. They're the answer. Very, very good. But no punishment for you. Well then, we've made it to your final question. Can I get a drum roll, please? Question number five. What would get you happy right now if you know what I mean? Widow old me. Wrong again. The correct answer is, you already are happy. Yes, yes, Muffin. I can see that you already are very, very happy, aren't you? And it's not from that smile on your face. Therefore. Now, now. You survived our little game. Just like I knew you would. Now time for your reward. Oh, what's that? You want to play for 5 more questions? I think I have some more cards up my sleeve for your satisfaction. But this round, we'll play with me sitting on your lap. There we go. Well then, pumpkin. These next questions won't be as easy as the last ones. I hope you can keep up. Question number 6. What is your idea of perfect foreplay? My, sunshine. Grinding against each other and kissing. Like this. Correct answer or not, this is very, very fun indeed. Why don't you punish me for being unable to call your answer right or wrong? Oh, silly me. You can't. You're all tied up. In that case. Oh, this will be fun. Now then, moving on with question number 7. Have you ever wanted to tear my clothes off? Yes. Now. Well, I'll tell you what. Since you've been such a good boy, I'll do it for you. Oh, baby. That is 100%. The right answer. Let's finish up this game. Just a little bit longer. Question number 8. Do you prefer to receive or give? Receive or give what? Now you're just toying with me. Do you prefer to give me your cock? Or would you like to receive this pussy? Why not both? Do I detect a lie? Tsk. You're going to receive and take this pussy while I sit on your cock and fuck you how I want. I am still angry at you, you know. Oh, your cock is so hard and throbbing. Now then, now you see him? Now you don't. Mm. No more time for games, pumpkin. Question number 9. What's the difference between sex and making love? That's right. This game was so much fun.